One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in the library.
What were you going to say, Henry?
I'm making no comment about Joan and her apartment. Making no comment whatever.
Doing a good deal of thinking, though, aren't you?
Paul's worried about her, too. That's merely an observation. I say no more.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Bactine for skin irritation. Yes, that's what I said. Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine for skin irritations. Millions of people suffer from itching and irritated skin. We cannot tell you that Bactine will relieve the skin irritation you may have, but hundreds of sufferers from skin irritations have written us praising this modern new product, Bactine. Do you have itching and discomfort from skin irritation? And have you tried many, many different products without relief? Now, try Bactine. Yes, get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine at any drugstore and give this new antiseptic a real test. Use Bactine freely, according to the label. Bactine is gentle and soothing. It is a crystal clear liquid that leaves no ugly blotch on the skin, and it has a pleasant, fresh, clean odor. This may be just what you've been waiting for and hoping to find. The preparation that will at last be your answer to irritated skin discomfort. Remember, that's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, at all drugstores. Chapter 16, Book 85. Here in Seacliff, San Francisco, Paul Barber's car has just pulled into the driveway. He's late tonight. It's after 8. Now he goes up the back steps, greets Mrs. Kettleman, who is doing the dishes at the sink in the kitchen, and pauses a moment in the library to exchange a pleasant word with Mother and Father Barber.
Joan phoned twice for you, Paul. I said if you got in at a reasonable time, I've had you call her.
She had dinner at home.
Okay, I'll call Claudia's from here.
You look tired, Paul. Do you feel all right?
Oh, sure, I'm fine. A little short-handed at the airport. Hello, Claudia? Is Joan there? Please.
You're putting in long days, Paul.
Well, we have to double in brass these days. I don't mind. I kind of like it. I think that... Hello. Hello there, youngster. Yes, Dad said you did. Huh? No, I'll be delighted to see you. Huh? I'll be in the studio. When you get here, come on up. Okay, Joan. I'll see you then.
You shouldn't let these youngsters bother you when you're tired, Paul.
Well, I feel fine, Mom. I'm always glad to see him.
I was saying to your mother a moment ago when Joan telephoned, young people are always so blindly concerned with their own affairs, it would never occur to them to wonder if you were tired or busy or whatever. No, no, they come anyway.
Well, I don't see Joan very often.
They live in a world of their own. And the grown-ups are mere symbols. Yes, animated symbols. Uncles represent sympathetic understanding. And whether you've had a rough day or not, it never crosses their mind to wonder.
Well, they can worry you sometimes, but they never bore you. Well, I'll go on up.
Must you go right now? Hazel's coming over. She'll want to see you.
Well, tell her to stick around, Mom. I'll come down with Joan later. Right now, I want to grab a quick shower. I'll see you a little later.
Worry you sometimes?
Hmm?
Nothing.
What were you going to say, Henry?
I'm making no comment about Joan and her apartment. No, making no comments, whatever.
Doing a good deal of thinking, though, aren't you, Henry?
Man can't keep from thinking.
What were you going to say to me?
This is merely an observation. Now, I say no more, but Paul's worried, too, about her.
I don't think so at all. Why? What made you say that?
How would you interpret that remark? Joan can worry him sometimes, but she doesn't bore him.
That isn't what he said at all. He was talking about young people in general.
Young college girl insisting on living alone, with too much money to spend. If he isn't worrying about her, he hasn't the good sense I think he has.
But Joan hasn't too much money to spend. Claudia was telling me yesterday, Jack is managing that estate of Joan's with a very tight fist.
Yes.
He's making her pay for her furniture right out of her allowance. He won't give her another nickel out of the estate, not till it's due. I thought I heard the back door. Joan!
Hello!
Yes, Hazel. Come in. What kept you?
Latin and algebra.
Oh, how's Margaret getting along?
We're getting B's, Margaret and I.
Oh, it's a lovely warm evening. I thought I'd find you two out in the terrace.
Here, sit down, Hazel. Here. Brought a letter from Pinky?
No, not a letter. But he sent another money order from boot camp. $15 for his Uncle Paul.
Isn't that wonderful, Henry? He sent a money order last week, too.
That's what has us worried. As Dan sent at dinner, the Navy doesn't pay the boys every few minutes, you know. They only get paid twice a month. And this is the third check Pinky sent in less than 10 days. We just wonder where he's getting it, that's all.
Yes.
Is Paul here?
He just went up to take a shower. And Joan's coming to see him. Yes, he's always occupied, Hazel. I was saying to your mother, seems the years go on, we see less and less of him. He works long hours, spends his evenings being father confessor to the young people. Or to Clifford, or to somebody.
Oh, Henry, it isn't as bad as that. You always exaggerate.
Oh, no exaggeration whatever. Always somebody up there asking advice.
Where's Cliff tonight?
Oh, he took my car again. Yes, he's waiting outside a night school for Miss Toots Schultz, so he can drive her home. Emily Stewart stopped me on the street today and said she had been thinking about Fanny and me. What fortunate people we are to still have so many of our children with us. I didn't tell her the true circumstances, that they are always in transit. Oh, didn't want to disillusion her.
Hello?
Oh, Joan, you startled me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grandmother. Grandfather, Hazel.
Hi, Joan. Yeah,
how is your apartment coming along, Joan?
Oh, it'll be fine, Grandfather, if I ever get it all furnished.
Claudia says it'll be going to be beautiful, Joan.
Oh, some of it's beautiful right now, especially the view. Well, I'm driving back to Berkeley in a few minutes. Is Paul upstairs?
Yes.
Oh, Joan, take this up to him, will you? It's a money order from Pinky. Came today.
Oh, okay, Hazel. I'll see you later.
Yes. In, out. Good evening. Goodbye. This is a terminal. Union Station.
Your father's jealous because the young people in the family all come running to Paul.
Well, Paul's a sympathetic listener. And mostly, he only gives you advice when you ask for it.
Oh, I see. That's very clear now.
Oh, Father, I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
Jealous, your mother says.
What?
Jealous? Why, nothing of the sort. Man can't help being curious, however. The youngsters come bolting in, race pell-mell up to the third floor, chatter to Paul, race away again. I gotta hear what they call.
It's a money order from Pinky. Hazel sent it up.
Well, seems to me I get a money order from Pinky every couple of days.
Well, why doesn't he send it to you direct?
I'm afraid Pinky feels he gets better publicity when his money orders drift from hand to hand. Well, Joan, sit down. You're looking very lovely this evening. Is that a new outfit?
No, but I guess you haven't seen it before. I got it last fall when I was rolling in money. I'm flat broke now. Jack says I'm antique poor. I wanted to see you before I went back tonight, Uncle Paul, because I had a funny letter from James Beach.
Oh, you mean amusing funny?
No, I can't seem to figure it out. It's a bread and butter letter, I suppose. It's very courteous and proper, but when I read it the second time, I could almost hear a door firmly closing somewhere.
Hmm?
Here, you read it, and then tell me what you think about it.
No, you read it to me. Go ahead.
Well, he says, my dear Joan, you know, when you get a salutation like that, Paul, you can try to interpret it until you almost go crazy. My dear Joan is either especially formal and standoffish and patronizing, or else it's especially warm. I don't know which. My dear Joan, I had hoped to see you around the campus to tell you again how much I enjoyed that impromptu dinner at your apartment Friday evening. It will always be one of the pleasanter memories of my life at Berkeley.
What's the matter with that? That sounds warm enough.
Well, wait. He could have seen me very easily in a dozen places. He came into the library the other day. I could almost feel it when he walked in. I glanced up and he was just turning around to go out. I'm darn sure he saw me.
Mm, possibly not, John. That's a big place.
Well, wait till you hear the rest of it. He says, the engineering course is a tough one for me. I forgot how to study in the service, and I have to work like a nailer for what I get. So I don't have many evenings which can be chalked up as pure fun. Well, Paul, that's just telling me he isn't going to see me very often, if at all.
Go on.
Well, there isn't much more. He says, it was a very heartwarming encounter the other day, and I hope to see you again. It's signed, Jim.
That's very friendly, isn't
it? Oh, Paul, that evening was something special. It was something special from the minute Jim and I looked at each other across the table in the library and walking home to the apartment and when he was helping me around the kitchen. Why, it is as though we'd always known each other. Free and easy and friendly and glad to be together. Have you ever had that feeling, meeting someone for the first time and feeling that you've known them always?
Yeah, it happens to everyone, I think, once in a while.
Well, that was it. And I know he felt the same way. I know, Paul. I could tell. Well, I was sure that the next day he'd phone me or come over. Not a word. I looked up his address in the student directory. He hasn't any phone, but he lives only 4 blocks from my apartment. I was sure we'd bump into each other. Now I think he's even avoiding me. Would I be a fool if I dropped him a note after getting a letter like this? Or have I misread the letter?
Let me see it again.
Here. When I first skimmed over it with my dear Joan on it and everything, well, I fooled myself for a few minutes. But the next time I read it, I heard an unmistakable click, and the door closed. In fact, I guess it slammed shut.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he liked you so much he was afraid you'd interfere with his studies. It's no understatement, you know, to say that engineering is a tough course. How do those boys fall by the wayside? It's a brain cracker, honey.
Paul, he loves me. I know he does. The same thing happened to him that happened to me. We looked across that table in the library, and, well, that was it. Paul, what about it? Shouldn't I do something so he'll know I want to see him again?
Well, Joan, you invited him to dinner the first day you met him. That was your move, wasn't it? Very forthright move. It does seem to me that the next one is up to him. Huh? Isn't there something they call a woman's pride?
I know, but I'm so crazy about him, Paul. I have no pride.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, you welcome the relief Alka-Seltzer can give you when you're suffering with a headache. Yes, for wonderful, comforting headache relief, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer and see how soon you feel better. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers. And in Alka-Seltzer, this pain reliever is ready to go right to work to give you relief in a hurry. So whenever you have a headache, drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer and feel better fast. Get Alka-Seltzer from your drugstore and always keep it handy in your home. Here's the family again.
Joan didn't stay very long.
No, she had to get back, Dad.
Oh.
I'll write Pinky tonight, Hazel, and thank him for the money order.
How often does the Navy pay the seaman, Paul?
Twice a month, I believe.
Uh-huh. That's what we thought.
Remember, if you're troubled with itching and irritation of the skin, try Bactine. This modern, gentle antiseptic may be exactly what you've been looking for. Yes, Bactine may give you the relief you've been wanting. It's a crystal clear liquid, does not stain the skin nor leave an oily film. Bactine is effective in relieving the itching and discomfort of insect bites, heat rash, poison ivy, and many other skin irritations. Bactine cleanses and has germ-killing action. Get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. Try it for comforting relief from skin irritation. And read the descriptive folder that comes with Bactine for its many, many other helpful uses. Ask for and be sure you get Bactine, Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, good night, Mary Lou, good night. Chapter 17, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.